Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, friends. So, new peeps tuning in, we are two former beauty editors turned podcasters, and we're here in your feeds every single Wednesday to tell you about what's hashtag damn good, whether that's interviewing a founder about how they created a cult product, reviewing the latest beauty launches on counters, or chatting with the breakthrough skin, makeup, and hair experts on trending topics.
Yeah, we're on the cusp of our 5-year anniversary. And to be honest, Carlene, I'm still recovering from having a TikTok superstar makeup artist, Michaela Nagara, on our show last week. It was such a great episode. If you need a smile, she delivers. And so if you haven't listened to that one yet, go back and hear it. Even if you're not on TikTok, not familiar with her, I guarantee you guys will all fall in love with Michaela.
Oh, yeah. Realist influencer on TikTok. I'll give her that. And don't forget, we are also on TikTok, everyone. We're having lots of fun over there with mini product reviews. So give us a follow at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
I think we're, you know, TikTok is just serving as that distraction. I certainly find myself on there these days scrolling through. And, you know, I think you and I, Carlene, right now wanted to take a moment to just acknowledge everything that is happening in the world. We are doing our best to keep calm and carry on, as they say. But, you know, we are affected like everybody else by what's happening in the world around us.
Absolutely. I mean, the world's on fire. But, you know, we still have a beauty podcast to deliver, and hopefully it's a welcome distraction for people. Having said that, we want to help as much as we can, even in small ways. So we have made a donation, and on Instagram, we've posted to links where people can donate as well.
We've linked to everything on our Instagram highlights, and we did our best to link to credible organizations that are known for stepping in times of crisis. I believe in the news world, they call this next move a hard pivot. But this is what we're going to do. We're still delivering today's show content. And just before we get into our epic episode, it's all about 2022 Hair Trends Explained. There's a little bit of hair news that people have been asking us to comment on.
Yeah. So Olaplex has been trending for sure. People have been throwing out their Olaplex on mass, as we've seen on TikTok, because the headlines is that Olaplex has been linked to infertility. Now, we did reach out to Olaplex directly for a comment. And as part of their statement, they sort of clarified that in September of 2020, the EU regulatory authority, they announced that this ingredient, it's called Lilial, it's being phased out by March of 2022. So that's now. And so this is an ingredient that was previously used in small amounts as like a fragrance in the number 3 hair perfector of Olaplex. And so this phase out is happening in the EU, but out of an abundance of caution, Olaplex has proactively removed that ingredient from their hair perfector globally. And as of January 2022, Olaplex no longer sold products using L'Oréal in the UK or the EU. So basically any products moving forward that you're going to purchase don't have that ingredient in it anyway, but they're also saying that if you have older products, you don't need to throw them out. They're still safe, but they are just, you know, basically caving into pressures and taking it out anyway.
And if you do want to read more about this or hear more about it, we will link in our show notes to a really in-depth coverage of this topic from Dr. Michelle Wong, aka Lab Muffin. She's a fantastic science educator. She's been on our show before talking all about SPF. And she really gets into the nitty gritty of why she says basically the bottom line is you do not need to toss your Olaplex. Although I did see one very savvy person on Twitter post her PO box and said, y'all, like, don't throw your Olaplex out. Send it my way. That stuff's like $50 a bottle. So I applaud her ingenious move to save that Olaplex from the bin. So we just wanted to give you clarification around this because I know there is so much misinformation and it can be scary to read those headlines. So we just want to tell everybody that bottom line is they're saying it's no longer included.
All right. So it's time to get into the main event and introduce our special guest. Today, we're talking hair with none other than Clayton Hawkins. Clayton is an LA-based celebrity hairstylist whose client roster is a veritable who's who of Gen Z talent. Olivia Rodrigo, Dove Cameron, Euphoria stars like Sydney Sweeney.
And Clay is just so much fun on TikTok and on Instagram. Not only is he an incredibly talented hairdresser and working with all of these A-list top talents, but he has this amazing knowledge for pop culture references and hair looks from film and TV. And he just has so much fun with it all. He often tests out old school hair trends on his collection of wigs in videos that he makes. And like he's wearing the wigs of all different sorts and he records it all like in his wig closet. So it's very fun.
Yeah. The video where he tested a 40-year-old Clairol roller set that he bought on eBay. I mean, honestly, the results were good, I have to say. But yeah, he's fun to watch. And I actually missed this chat that you guys had. I will be going away for my son's birthday to a chalet. Sorry, not sorry. But I will be listening because I too want to know WTF is hair slugging. Is it worth my time? You know, I got to know.
That's right. Well, we get into all of it. And so, yes, today we're covering all of these trending topics, everything from bottleneck bangs, which are said to be the 2.0 of curtain bangs. Like, I'm intrigued. Hmm. Also, the 90s blowout is apparently back again. So I'm going to be asking him about that. I'm also going to be asking him about Y2K inspired styles like baby braids, hair slugging, like you mentioned.
And you can head on over to our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com, of course, for a list and links to all of the products and tools you'll hear about to get some of these looks at home. All right, Jill and Clayton, blow us away with that TikTok hairdo knowledge.
Pausing to tell you about my favorite shampoo right now in partnership with The Way. So is anyone else in spring cleaning mode early? I've already started to scrub away the winter. Reset mode is activated. And because today's episode is all about hair, I want to take a minute to tell you about the best way, haha, pun intended, ever to reset your hair. And that's with The Way's Detox Shampoo. So it's a clarifying shampoo. And what I adore about it is the crazy amount of volume you get. I use it once per week and I find it gets rid of the product buildup, like all of the dry shampoo that I use throughout the week, or even like leftover oil and sweat from any workouts that I've done. And it gives you this really deep scalp and hair clean, but it doesn't strip your hair of moisture. And the main ingredients are a combination of apple cider vinegar, plus it has keratin in there that exfoliates and balances your scalp. Plus, it smooths frizz and creates this megawatt shine. Of course, The Way was created by celebrity hairstylist Jen Atkins, so you know she's ensured that it's safe for all hair types, even hair treated with keratin, other chemicals, color, or even Brazilian blowouts. all of that, and it smells amazing too. It's infused with their dreamy Melrose Place fragrance with rose, bergamot, cedarwood, white musk, and you can actually explore the full collection of cruelty-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free hair care, body care, and fragrance products from The Way. I mean, I love their body wash so much. Great news, we have an exclusive offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. When you want to undo some damage, hit that reset button with The Way Detox Shampoo. Head to theway.com, that's spelled theouai.com, and use code BEAUTY to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com, and use code BEAUTY for 15% off your whole purchase. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. So you are, you know, born and raised in LA, and you've been hanging around with some pretty famous people for a long time. I know Elizabeth Olsen was someone that you've referred to as your bestie. So tell us the story there.
Well, she's just my best friend. I've known her since we were literally went to preschool together. We went to elementary school, and she's like a sister to me. I was her date to, like, I think it was the Vanity Fair Oscar party, maybe 10 Whoa. Years ago, 9 years ago. And she was getting her hair done, and I was just hanging out with her. And I was just so fascinated by Mark Townsend, who was doing her hair. And I asked him a million questions, and I just started handing him pins. And he was like, are you a hairstylist? And I was like, well, no, amateur for fun. And he's like, well, if you go to beauty school, you can assist me. And I think he kind of said it like offhandedly, like, you know, he was just trying to be nice to his client's friend. But I took it to heart and I went to beauty school. And then I emailed him like 30 times until he responded. I'm a very persistent person. And yeah, so then he was like, all right, you can come assist me. So I assisted him for like 4 or 5 years. And I learned so much from him. I learned about the industry and all that. And that's sort of how I got my start.
Fast forwarding a little bit. So now you're working with all of this amazing talent like Olivia Rodrigo. And I feel like she's just sort of exploded onto the mainstream in the last like year or two, obviously, with her huge album and everything. And so many styles that she does or she wears on the red carpet and in shoots, you're responsible for them. And then I feel like that trickle down effect is huge. Like baby braids, I feel like she was one of the first people to start wearing that again, that Y2K trend, and now it's everywhere. So what do you personally notice? Because you're so like tapped into this. What do you think is the biggest difference between the hair from then and its sort of resurgence now?
Well, I think the hair now is just healthier. I think mm-hmm. that everybody has, you know, all of the hair products now. Listen, if you were a blonde or a very light blonde in the 90s or 2000s, your hair was Kentucky Fried. Like it was damaged. But with Olaplex and all these amazing products, like there's so many heat protectant sprays. I love like Living Proof's, their heat protectant spray is my favorite. If you're using those, the hair is healthier. So you're still having these fun, not serious styles from those times, but the hair is just shinier and healthier. So I think right. that's a big difference.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the whole Pam and Tommy thing, the wigs and that set. I don't know if you've been watching that show, but it's fascinating because it's a look back at somebody who was like permanently blonde and she's not wearing her hair down a lot because she can't. It's like all the ends are like stuck out, like it's up in a bun and the ends are wrecked.
I love it's great. I love that look though. I do love wrecked hair.
Yeah, it's so good. You know, and as a former magazine beauty editor myself, and I've worked on so many shoots, you know, mainstream magazines, and I think this was true across the board that they just weren't as inclusive as they should have been with a lot of hair types and textures. Sometimes you would show up and hairstylists didn't know what to do with a model who had coily hair, kinky hair. And, you know, it just didn't end up, the hair was not looking good because the person, the stylist didn't necessarily know what to do. So what advancements or progress have you seen on that front?
Well, let's really break it down, which is the fact that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there weren't so many like women of color who were famous or in front of the camera. You know, now it's amazing because there's so much more diversity in just like the actors who are big and the musicians that are big. It's an amazing thing. So before, you'd be doing, let's be honest, most of the time they were just doing white girls. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while, they would have a girl that had coily hair or really curly hair or textured hair, etc. So now that those doors have been opened, there's so many more people of color who are doing hair who get to do it, which I think is amazing. I definitely have made it a point to know how to do all different texture hair. You know, my clients run the gamut in hair type, in age, in everything. I mean, And I really have made it a point to know how to do all different types of hair type. And I think the younger generation is definitely in that boat.
And, you know, I just think it's this huge democratization of voices and beauty. And honestly, TikTok is so great for gaining inspo for that. And I am obsessed with the video you did, Clay, where you're always like making these awesome videos with all of the wigs in your closet that you have right now. They're surrounding you in your background. And you have so much fun with them. And let's talk about when you, quote unquote, yassified your curls. So this is when you took a wig from ratted to matted and it went to like Felicity, Carrie Russell, perfect curls, Felicity era.
I felt like Captain Hook, but yes. Well, you know, on another person, it would be giving Felicity. On me, it was giving Captain Hook living in the San Fernando Valley in the 70s. But yeah, that was a fun one to do.
So how can those curly girls get yassified at home, as it were, if they don't have a wig closet?
Totally. Well, I think that curls, any person that has really curly or coily hair, they have their own routine. They know what they're doing. They know it works for their hair. It's so not one size fits all. But I will say that finding the right products that work for you. And then the number one rule for me is after your hair is detangled, it's like, don't touch it. Like you can diffuse, but it's like the more that your fingers get in there and mess with what, you know, your God naturally gave you, the less that you do, the better. Once it's all washed, once it's tangled, you know, you get your tangle teaser, you detangle it, you wash it, you condition it, you put your products in, you put all the stuff that works for you, and then you just don't touch it.
Amazing.
That's really the key, is don't touch it.
What's a curl product you tried lately that kind of blew you away?
Sunbum has some amazing like mousses like that sort of define the curls that I'm obsessed with. Living Proof has like a whole curl line. Like Living Proof's like shampoo and conditioners are insane for curl products. There's so much good stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Etitude. So I've talked to you guys quite a lot about how I'm spending all of my money on my house these days because honestly, I'm spending a lot more time here. My husband just bought a pocket projector TV for our bedroom, so now I'm quite literally going to be spending more time curled up under my sheets watching my favorite crime shows. I've just ordered a brand new sustainably sourced bamboo sheet set from a company called Etitude, and I'm so excited. They're like a sateen pinstripe, slate gray, and white stripe, and I just can't wait to try them. Etitude's whole tagline is bamboo is better in bed. And the reason that they've got that cheeky tagline is because bamboo is not only smooth as silk, which is great for your hair too, by the way, but it's also known to be very cooling, moisture wicking, and breathable. And I think I've mentioned this before, I cannot sleep if it's even a degree too warm. I don't know why I'm super sensitive when it comes to sleep temperature. Jill can attest when we had to share a hotel room back in the day. She was like, "What? What's your problem?" So that's why these kinds of sheets are just calling my name. They actually get softer with every wash. And I love an investment piece that gets better with age. Plus, they're hypoallergenic and planet positive. They use 500 times less water than cotton sheets. They actually use a closed loop system that recycles 98% of water in the process. So they're climate neutral certified. They're getting 5 stars all over the place. And right now you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit etitude.com/beauty, spelled etitude.com/beauty. This is Etitude's best offer, but don't wait. It's only for a limited time. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at etitude.com/beauty.
Now, let's get into some trends that are popping off in 2022. And I'm not so sure about all of them, but I'm going to talk to you about them. So we were pitched, Carlene and I, publicists popped in our inbox and said that there is this latest trend happening on TikTok, which is hair slugging. And of course, we all know skincare slugging, which is like when you pile tons of Aquaphor or Vaseline all over your face, and then you go to bed with it and apparently wake up glowy and gorgeous. So is hair slugging legit? Have you heard of it? Is it just a rebranded hair treatment? What do you think?
Listen, I love anything with the word slug in it. I think it's fun. And I think you'd have to have a very dry hair. I think if your hair is, you know, Thurston Dunst over here and it just needs a lot of moisture, then yeah, for sure, slug away, go get them, slugger. But I will say that if your hair is like fine or thin, maybe not.
Yeah, I just picture myself washing that out the next day. And it's just like, is it ever going to get out of my hair? I just don't even know how that works.
Well, let's be honest, Jill, you have hair privilege. You have beautiful, healthy, shiny locks. I don't think you really need to be slugging at the moment.
Okay. I'll skip that one for now. But I do think it's a good idea in terms of, you know, just a cheap solution at home, because there are so many expensive products out there. And like, if your ends are looking a bit, you know, not at their best, maybe this is a good, you know, get the Vaseline out and see if it works.
Listen, I feel like I'm the worst beauty expert, because I'm like the mom that's like letting the kids go swim in the pool, because I'm just like, yeah, whatever, try it. Who cares? It's just hair.
But it's honestly such a good mantra, because it's kind of true. Like, you're not going to probably mess your hair up. It's not a bleach fail.
Also, I feel like so much of the beauty industry, especially when I was growing up and everything, fashion, it's always been fear-based. It's, you're doing this wrong. The 7 things that you should never do to your bangs. Don't sleep with... And it's like, everything's fine. It's all beauty. Try stuff out. If it looks bad, oh my God. In 5 years, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, I glowed up. I look so bad then. If you look bad now, it's an opportunity to be a before picture for your major glow up later. So try those bangs. Get bad bangs, because then you can have an amazing before and after picture later. Live life.
It's so true. You can have a good story to tell at the very end, at the very least. Okay, let's talk about some of the haircuts that are blowing up right now. I read that the liquid bob is coming in hot for 2022. So I kind of think this is like, or I've read some stories that say this is like the no makeup makeup equivalent of shiny hair. So have you seen this? Can you explain what it is? And who do you think this looks good on?
I think bobs are always great. I think bobs are a way to like start fresh. And a bob, especially a really shiny, healthy bob, like the liquid bob, it elevates your outfit. You know what I mean? It makes an otherwise white t-shirt and jeans seem a little bit chicer and a little bit more French. So I think everyone should try a bob at least once in their life.
And what length are you vibing with right now for a bob? Because there's so many that you could go for.
Yeah. You know, I don't really like anything above the chin when it comes to bobs. I like it a little bit longer. I think sort of skimming the shoulders to me is the sweet spot. But again, everyone's face shape is different. And some girls pull off that like short, like the inventor lady in The Incredibles, like that vibe. Some girls pull that off, and I'm into that too.
Yeah. To me, that seems like a bit more maintenance, because you'd have to like constantly be going in for that short, like the sharpening of it all. Instead of like, for the, you want to keep the look up kind of thing. But
listen, some girls like maintenance. Yeah. Some girls want to be pampered. And if you like maintenance, I feel you.
Yeah. So this liquid bob, everyone, that's, I guess, the 2.0 of glass hair. So we'll take it. I like the name of it.
Honey, it just means shiny. We can call it whatever you want. Next week, we're going to call it the oil slick, like whatever you want to call it. It is just shiny, and shiny hair is always stunning.
Yes, preach. So what do you think is like the key item or tool to achieve like that level of polish? I mean, we've talked about Wonder Water on the show from L'Oreal, like smoothing products like Color Wow, the one that keeps your
Love
hair
that.
Straight for 3 days Love. Or whatever that's called. What is it called again? Dream Coat. What's in your arsenal if someone's like, listen, I'm at this photo shoot and I need this hair to be like high wattage. What do you do?
Well, the thing about a photo shoot is that you can fake it. That's the thing. It's like, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors of what we do. So it's like, you can put, you know, any kind of like oil or shine spray on, and it'll look great for the moment. But you want to sort of get that shine initially from your blowout. That's how you're going to get it. Because someone can have, you know, frizzy, dizzy hair, and you put oil on it and it'll look shiny for 5 minutes. But it's all about getting that really good, solid blowout. So that's what I would say start. And again, like that Color Wow product is fabulous. And then I love the Living Proof, like no frizz vanishing oil. A little bit goes a long way. So I love that. That's something that you can just like, you'll have that for a year. You just do like a little drop, and while your hair is damp, you blow it out, and that's going to get it in. And then once it's dry, you can sort of go in for the sort of after cosmetic, a little bit more oil. But it's really about when your hair is damp, getting that good blowout.
That's such a good point. Now, we're also seeing, I feel like you're going to laugh at this one, the shullet. That's what people are calling it, which is a hybrid of a shag cut and the mullet. So like Miley Cyrus is sporting this and like Brandi Carlile.
Sometimes they call it like a fox cut.
Yeah, or wolf or something.
Yeah, wolf cut.
Yeah. So who do you think can pull this off?
Anyone who wants to. Mm-hmm. I think anyone can pull anything off. Everything mm-hmm. is about confidence. I think that cut's so cool. It's giving like Jane Fonda 70s. Like, I love that kind of vibe. So I think there is never a bad time to reinvent yourself. Like, I don't care if you work from home and you're just seeing people on Zoom. I don't care if you're a bagger at the grocery store. I don't care if you are a mom, or I don't care what your job is. Have fun, express yourself, reinvent yourself. Every day is a chance to reinvent yourself, to be a better person, to be a kinder person, and to be like a more badass bitch. Like, get a shullet. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to leave that to Miley, but I appreciate what Jill, you're saying.
Jill, I know that you could pull it off. I know that you could.
I mean, wow. That would feel very transformative, like a different person. But maybe that's what we should be going for in 2022, to your point.
Listen, I am a long-faced, gray-haired, 32-year-old man. And I throw these wigs on TikTok. And I'm telling you, I feel the fantasy. And I think that's what people respond to in my videos, is that like, I am not this like, you know, I put it on and hair is so transformational. Hair makes you feel things. It makes you feel different. It's so powerful. There's a reason why, you know, all throughout human history, people in power, look at our presidents. Okay. George Washington, bitch was wearing a white wig with ringlets. Okay. And it made him feel powerful. So I feel like anyone can change up their hair and sort of become like a superhero.
Yeah, that's so, I love that.
Why do we not talk about the fact that literally it's on our dollars? Our founding fathers were out there looking like Marilyn Monroe. Why are we ignoring this? Why are we ignoring this? Like, everyone should just do their thing. Decorate your body. It's a privilege to be alive. You know what I mean? Decorate it.
I've never thought about the founding fathers' hair before, but I love it.
I mean,
that you're
literally.
Making me go there.
They are serving Baby Jane realness. They are out there literally feel it's fabulous. I love it.
Oh gosh. Okay, amazing. So from George Washington to the butterfly cut. Now I feel like this is something that I can really get into because it's kind of a way of keeping length and you're adding movement and volume. It's got this like very 70s vibe. Like if you want this, what do you say to your stylist in the salon?
I think you just sort of show, I think the best thing in the salon is to show people pictures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that we can use all of these, you know, glass slug wolf words, which are super fun, but ultimately it's like, show your stylist pictures. I think those long layers, which are almost like bangs, but aren't, are so beautiful and flattering on everyone. And the key for those is put it behind your ears. Like literally, even when it's damp, if your hair's on the straighter side and you don't have to really blow it out, if you put those layers behind your ears, forget a Velcro roller, forget a flat clip, you put that behind your ears and let it dry there, it will give you that perfect shape that can't be achieved with an iron. It can't.
That's so true.
There's nothing like using your ears to sculpt your hair.
Yeah. Who needs the air wrap, guys? You don't.
I want an air wrap. They won't send me one. What's that about?
Really?
What did I do?
We need
Honey,
a protest.
We won't get into it. Honestly, can we start a GoFundMe? It's wild to me. I'm like, I'll say nice things.
Yeah, you need one stat. This is crazy.
I know. And I tried to buy one. Listen, I'm not cheap. I was happy to buy one, but I couldn't even buy one. They're out of stock.
Yeah, forget it. Like, I've had mine since they launched the first time around, which I'm very grateful for. But yeah, I tried to buy like the other rollers and all these cool attachments and stuff. Can't get your hands on them.
I will say the Dyson blow dryer is, to me, it's worth it. I think it is so good. And as someone, as you can tell, who does love to talk, it's very nice to have a quiet blow dryer so that during glam, we can still gab.
Well, I mean, it's been viewed, I think it's got like 15 billion views on TikTok or something, that hashtag, the Dyson Airwrap. So it's just, it's a whole phenomena.
Honey, the Dyson Airwrap is bigger than Euphoria at this point. I'm ready for Michael Bay to create a Transformer-style movie featuring the Dyson Airwrap. I will be the first one in theaters to watch it. I think it's great.
This episode is brought to you in part by Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because honestly, I want to be that person who takes all of these supplements to optimize my immune system, level out my tummy issues, and for my overall health. But the reality is, I'm just not very good at remembering to take a pile of vitamins every morning. With just one scoop of Athletic Greens, I'm absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start my day off right. It's such an easy part of my overall wellness routine. So right after school drop-off, I do my boot camp in the basement with my neighbor. Having a partner really helps with motivation, by the way. And instead of having water, I have my AG1. It's refreshing. It's not as bland as water, but it's not as sweet as some of the other ones I've tried. It's got a mild, maybe slightly tropical flavor to it. This is actually the best one that I've tried. Personally, I find that it helps support my gut health. And behind the scenes, I know that AG helps to boost my immune system, my nervous system, and recovery. It's based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. That's why Athletic Greens is recommended by so many professional athletes, not just moi, the basement boot camper. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/beauty. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/beauty to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
We talked about bangs very early on in our chat. Like, you know, everybody was talking about curtain bangs last year. It was like one of the top Googled terms in beauty last year. And now apparently it's all about bottleneck bangs, and it's created by this UK hairdresser. Have you taken a look at any of these photos? What face shape do you think these would look good on?
I'm going to look up bottleneck bangs because I'm going to be honest. I don't, that one is, she's new for me.
She's new.
Bottleneck bangs. You guys, this is in real life. I'm Googling. This is exciting. Okay. Yeah. So that is a curtain bang. It's just called bottleneck now, but oh, it's cute. It's so cute. So I guess the difference between, I mean, some of this hair that I'm looking in the pictures I've done, and I didn't know that was what it was called. Okay. So I guess what that is that the bangs start together and then open up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so flattering.
I think with this bottleneck bangs is that they're face skimming a little bit more than the curtain bangs were. So it's like, and they start like a little bit, I think they're like a little bit less commitment even than the curtain bangs were. So
got it.
Yeah. We could put pictures to all of this on our blog as
well. Got it. Yeah. I'm looking too. I think it looks great. Yeah. I think that I love when the bangs start together. I know that, you know, podcasts aren't a visual medium, but yeah. I do love how it sort of starts like this and then opens up. I think there's something really flattering, especially if you're giving 5 head. Like, this can be a great like option for you.
Yeah. So Clayton was just putting the bangs sort of like right in the middle of his forehead between the brows and just sort of like,
and then where they separate up. And then yes. They open up, much yeah. like a curtain. A bottleneck wow. reminds me of the freeway, but you know, that's okay.
True, true. What about, okay, people probably do sit in your chair though, and they're just like, oh, I'm so sick of my hair. Like, what do I do? Cut it. I don't care. So if somebody does that in your chair and they happen to have curly hair, I feel like you can't really make too many rash decisions on a cut when you do have curly hair. So what are you feeling right now for a cool haircut? Someone that has curly hair. That's very current.
I mean, curly bangs are it.
Really?
Curly bangs are it. I'm obsessed with a curly bang. There's nothing better. It is so chic. It is so, I mean, we see everyone do it from, you know, Kerry Washington to Sandra Oh to just like that curly to like Lion Babe. Like, there's nothing better than a curly bang to me. It's 70s. It's sexy. It's fun. And I feel like so many girls, especially girls that I grew up with that had curly hair, even if they were rocking the curls and they would scrunch it and do all the stuff, then they would go and they'd straighten their bangs in a very, I'm going to go ahead and say, Kathy Griffin formation. And I feel like those days are over. Rock the curly bangs. It's stunning.
It's so true. I don't know why we were convinced that it had our curly hair had to have like the split personality when it came to the bangs.
Very that. It's giving very M. Night Shyamalan Split. It's scaring me. I don't know where what begins, what ends, but let's just have like uniform, big curly bangs and like a big moment. It's super 70s, super like, you know, Donna Summer, Cher. It's it. I love it.
Okay. Now, if someone's coming to you and they're, I feel like this happens a lot with celebrities because sometimes they can't cut their hair because of a role or whatever. So maybe they want like an update, but they don't want a huge transformation. What
now that
do you think,
this is what I normally deal with.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So what would be like a 2022 update for somebody, a client like that, that's they want something different, but they can't go too far?
I feel like hair extensions and hair pieces have never been more accessible or affordable. So I feel like even if you commit to spending a couple $100 on a halo piece from like Hidden Crown or like a bang piece, like that is a way to like party on the weekends and have fun. My friends, Chloe and Chanel, who are stylists, they always call it witching hour. And that's when at night they put their hair pieces in. That's the witching hour. And I feel like that's a great way to totally change up your style, but with no commitment.
Have you ever tried the insert name here brand of hair extensions or?
I don't think I have. No.
Okay. That one seems to be like very much consumer focused. So I'm just curious as a stylist, if you've ever tried it.
I have to say, I think the most consumer focused and the best for people to actually do on themselves is Hidden Crown because it's three wefts. You know, it's not these like where you have 10 wefts. Where do I put them all? Where am I clipping them in? It's literally a big one for the back and then two side pieces. It's like you can actually do that on yourself. Like anytime someone's like, I want to get extensions, but I'm going to put them in myself. I'm like, you get that. It's three wefts. You can do that. They even have the halo ones, which I love a halo. But as someone who does like to dance and shake around, you know what I mean? If you're going to be like get scrappy at the club, I wouldn't recommend that. But I think that the Hidden Crown ones are amazing.
Okay. Now, I've also heard that 90s blowouts are back. Do you think that's true? Or is it more that sleek style that I see you do on like Olivia Rodrigo?
We love it all. 90s blowouts never went away. Cher Horowitz, come on. Never not the vibe. Never not on the mood board. We love that. I love like even Brooke Shields like 90s. You know, everyone loves the Brooke Shields 80s vibe. Brooke Shields late 90s.
That's so funny. To me, it's all about Claudia Schiffer when I think of the 90s blowout. Outrageous shampoo.
Cindy, all those girls. Well, I'm single-handedly trying to bring the side part back this year. I know everyone doesn't want the side part. They want the middle part. Honey, the side is coming.
Why are you partial to that? I'm curious.
Volume. It gives you that lift. It's flattering. It's so... I think you should be able to switch it. But when you're doing that 90s blowout... The whole point of a 90s blowout is that you're able to flip your hair in every direction and it looks bomb. You know, if you're doing sleek straight down the middle, you're not really tossing your hair around.
Right, right. Okay, good point. Okay, so you're telling me that side parts are not chuggy anymore. This is what, you know, Gen Z was trying to tell us last year.
I am the king of chug. I don't care about chug. Everybody live your life. Chuggy is fear-based. We're not going in a fear-based direction with beauty, at least not with me. When you come to me, there's no fear. You do whatever you want. Judgment-free zone. I literally am Chugiana. Who cares?
Okay, so let me just ask you something. And I'm sure, again, your clients are asking you this all the time because we have so many DMs about this. And honestly, I feel like there's a bit of a collective moment happening right now where everybody feels like their hair is falling out. It's shedding. They're losing hair, whether it's stress, COVID, whatever. Yeah. So what do you do if you have like weekend thinning hair, broken hair, aside from even styling products? Like, have you found anything that works?
Yeah. Nutrafol. Nutrafol is incredible.
Okay.
It really does repair your hair. I've had clients' hair totally change from Nutrafol, but ultimately at the end of the day, you got to get peace within yourself. It's been a wild and wacky couple of years. And even if you've carried on, you've been like, well, I'm still killing it. I'm still working it. Your body knows the score. And if your hair is starting to thin, obviously go to a doctor, check your hormones, but you just got to really start taking better care of yourself and just really just focus on like the insides and the outsides will match.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we can't let you go, Clayton, without finding out what's in your hair kit. I know you've mentioned a couple brands a couple of times, like Living Proof, and I can't even remember the other one now, but tell me what's in your kit all the time.
Sure. We got to have your tangle teaser. You got to have a good detangling brush. That's like where healthy hair starts. So you got to have good brushes. I love the tangle teaser brushes. Obviously got to have like, you know, your nice Mason Pearson. I got that. I love my little like elastics, the Ouchless elastics from Goody. Iconic. Obsessed with them. Mm-hmm. What else is in the kit? You need your blow dryers. I love my GHD curling iron. I mean, I carry huge suitcases. I have everything.
Everything. What about a drugstore find?
I love Dove. Dove dry shampoo is the moment.
Really?
Doesn't get better than Dove dry shampoo. I like the scentless one because I end up using a lot of it. And a lot of times I work with a lot of singers. So it's good to not have fragrances around just to protect, I don't know, their voices. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's true. I might have made that up that affects anything. But yeah,
I personally am. I'm always here for an unscented dry shampoo because you do smell it for days because that's the whole point. You don't want to wash your hair, right?
Totally. But I use it just for volume. Like if you have bangs, you got to get a little Dove scentless dry shampoo and keep it in your purse and just use that. Spray it actually on a brush and then brush the bang so it's evenly distributed. Bam, you're set.
Amazing. What about a super luxe product that you think is actually like really worth it?
Well, listen, Orbe is definitely not cheap, but it's fabulous. It's really good. You know, the dry texture spray is a classic. People are sleeping on their spray wax.
Really?
The spray wax is so good for like that piece. I put spray wax on all my girls because I love a PCN. I love PCNs.
Okay. Okay. What about this? I have to ask you this Toncho stick or whatever that's selling out all over TikTok.
Oh, is that back? I love that.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about how you can get the slicked back look with the stick. So tell everybody what it is.
Well, it almost looks like a deodorant. Honey, this thing's been around for a while. This is reminding me of when I like dated a straight boy in high school. He always smelled like Toncho. It's like a deodorant stick pomade that you can use. You know, I think I need to get one of those in my kit again.
You know what? It's
apparently... that smells making... I'm thinking about the smell, Jill, and it's making my heart break.
Aww. Okay, well, I have a backup. I'm going to ask you about another one that I've seen because that one sold out apparently everywhere on TikTok. But the one that everybody's buying as a backup that I've seen is from TG Throwback. And it's like another in a stick format. I saw Tinks talk about it yesterday. And it's like another wax product to lay down the edges or, you know, get that super, you know, just stepped out of a pool. Like back look.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, I have a whole method for like, I use like 10 different products when I'm doing like a snatched ponytail back. Mm-hmm. You always end with the hairspray, like the control hairspray from Living Proof. Even like Bumble and Bumble makes like, it's like a blue sumo wax kind of, it's almost like an edge control that I use. Right. I use a lot of that. I mean, I have a whole method, but if you're telling me I can just use Toncho from good old 2004, then count me in.
Yeah, it's like one step wonder, you know? Final question for you. We know that your TikToks are so fun to watch. You're always like finding these amazing tools and old school tools on eBay and testing them out, products from the 80s and 90s. So what is one tool that you might only be able to find on eBay that just honestly blew you the fuck away when you tried it?
Okay, well, there's like a steam-powered curling iron from the 70s that actually was amazing. Like literally you push a button and steam comes out and it really locks it in and gives it the shine and bounce. Listen, did I have to keep refilling it with water? Of course I did. Did it burn me? Yes, absolutely. My face was scalded, but it did give this really beautiful like bouncy curl. But I just got a bunch of new stuff. I'm going to film some videos later this week. Okay, so this is a hot take of what we're going to show. Because I do, like she was saying, I make on Instagram, at Clayton Hawkins. On TikTok, it's Clayton Hawkins. I test vintage hair. Oh, look at how pretty your hair is. I test vintage hair things. Okay. Obviously, the quick twist. We're going to try this guy out.
Oh, my gosh. Is that mint condition? Never been used? Oh, no. Now I see.
Never been used, I don't think.
No. Okay, TBD. Now I see it.
Mm-hmm. TBD. So that's going to be fun to do. Then I found these from the 70s, which are like what we were talking about, soft hair curler. So it's like this damp sort of, you put your hair on when it's damp.
Okay.
And it's supposed to...
Oh my
and
gosh.
And then this one. Guys, are you ready for this? Because this one might actually end up going on clients.
What?
Quick gems from the 2000s, adding gems to your
hair. As seen on TV, guys.
As seen on TV, back when there was TV.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that. Oh my gosh, this is Y2K in a box. I love it.
2003. So this is peak 2003.
Uncut gems.
Uncut jobs. By the way,
you can make
vocal
your video.
Fry.
You did.
I am vocal fry. So it's like when she said that, I'm like, I don't get it. What's wrong? Couldn't get it less.
And did
I'm
you
like,
do
I'm
this?
Actually going to take a stand against bullying because this is that's she's actually speaking correctly.
Uncut jobs. Honestly, when you do that video, like I can't believe that thing is called. What's it called again?
Quick jobs.
Quick jobs.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I might have to do this one today.
Thank you for being such a good sport, for trying on your wig, for telling us what's in your toolkit, all of your secrets. Really appreciate it. And we will be following along on TikTok to see what treasures you uncover next.
Jill, it's been such a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.